So also we read about in this week's parasha. The incredible encounter in the beginning of the Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the incredible encounter between Yehuda and Yosef. Remember again, before Yosef reveals his true identity to his brothers, so there is this incredibly like emotionally charged, heated exchange between Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda is mamish desperate because at the end of the day he made this promise to his father that he is going to bring back Binyamin. I mean, no matter what, he's bringing back Binyamin. No matter what it takes, he's not coming back empty-handed to his father. So, and Yosef, again, is playing the role of the despotic, unpredictable ruler, and therefore, again, stands ready to imprison Binyamin. So, amazingly enough, so Yehuda launches in to this entire narrative. It's almost like you see he's desperate to find some compassion in this ruler, and therefore he tells him the entire story about Yaakov, his family. Yaakov's old, he's frail, he's fragile, he already lost the son. So Yehuda says the following, this is in Perek Mem Dalid, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vatomer el avadecha. So remember again, Yehuda as part of this narrative also tells Yosef, in a respectful but strong way, you know, you're playing games with us. We just came to buy food. That's all. We just wanted to buy food. And you have been so probing and so prodding in all of your questions. You've asked us about our family. You've asked us about our father. You've asked us about our brothers. I don't understand. You know, Rashi points out that the Medrash brings down that Yehuda says to Yosef, you know, you would think that I'm trying to marry your sister. The number of questions you asked me, right? Like the probing questions, you think this is a shidduch. I just want some grain. I'm willing to pay top dollar. I'm not even handling, right? I'm not even trying to bargain with you. I'm going to pay retail, right? Whatever it is I'm willing to pay, just let me buy the product and let me go home. And you're asking me all of these probing. And then you said to us, Vatomer el avadecha. So this is Yehuda speaking to Yosef. Yosef, you told us, your servants, Im lo yered achichem hakaton itchem, lo sosifon liros panai. If your younger brother does not come down with you, you will not see my face. So you made this ridiculous stipulation that you won't sell us grain unless we bring down our youngest brother. Fine. So you brought him down. Ridiculous. Oh, he wants us to buy grain. But you said this was a stipulation, this was a precondition, so he brought down Binyamin. Now again, of course, what Yehuda is lamenting is now there's this whole ridiculous scenario where Binyamin is accused of stealing the goblet of Yosef, and Binyamin stands ready to face life imprisonment. So Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbeditchev, the great tzaddik Rebbeditchev, says that there's an incredible message in this pasuk. Vat yitomer alavadecha, you said to your servant, im lo yered achichem hakaton itchem, if the younger brother does not come down with you, lo sosifun liros panai, you cannot see my face. So remember again, the pashat understanding of the pasuk is, this is Yehuda speaking to Yosef. Yosef, you said to your servants, if your younger brother does not come down with you, you cannot see my face any longer. Listen to what the Rebbe says so beautifully. Yeshnam gidolim hamisbodedim bepinasam v'doagim rak liatzmam ulunafsham. There are some great people who literally, again, closet themselves off and worry just about themselves and their neshams. Now, Zabo say, there are some people who feel that the path to greatness is paved with personal work. My goal is, I have to make myself into the greatest tzaddik possible. I have to make myself into the greatest righteous person possible. I have to learn, I have to daven, and I have to take all of my kochos and I have to plow them inward. There's not enough. I have to build myself up. If I don't build myself up, how will I ever be able to become excellent? How will I become mitsuyon? How will I actualize my potential? And I will say, what happens? Misbodedim b'minosam, v'doagim rak liatzmo l'nafsham. They turn all of their energies inward. Meramezes lanu haTorah. The Ribbon Shalom tells us, she'ein das hamakom nocha mehem. The Ribbon Shalom does not like tzaddikim like that. Chiddush Baruch Hu does not like tzaddikim who only turn their kochos inward. Chiddush Baruch Hu does not like tzaddikim who only focus on themselves and on their personal growth. How do we know this? Look, listen to this pasuk. Im lo yered achicham hakaton itchem. If your little brother does not come down with you, im lo tishlichu, im lo tishtadlu, lakachas itchem es haktanim mikem. If you don't look out literally for the little guy, He'll say, who's the katan? Who's the katan? The katan is the person ultimately again who's struggling. The katan is the person who maybe doesn't practice like you, look like you, believe like you. The katan is the one again who might not be so great. The katan is the one who doesn't look so pious. The katan is the one who doesn't look like anything so anything so holy. So sometimes it's tempting to say, I can't spend my time with you. I have to devote my energies inward. I have to lift myself up. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Im lo yered achichem akatan itchem. If you're not going to look out for your little brother, if you're not going to look out for your fellow Jew, if you're not going to look out for the one who's struggling, if you're not going to try to build up the one who's having a difficult time, lelamdam, to teach them Torah, ladricham, to help them find their way, then what? Lo sosifun liros panai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo sosifun liros panai, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz bochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sorry, I love you, but I have no time for you. If you have no time for your brother, if you have no time for achichem hakatan, then lo sosifu niros panai. I have no time for you. But we'll say an incredible, incredible vart in achrayas. An incredible, incredible Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. Sometimes we'll say we think that the goal is to plow as much of our energies and kochos into ourselves and so we can build ourselves up. And that is true. We have to build ourselves up. But lest we think for a moment that building ourselves up and building others up are two mutually exclusive initiatives, it's not true. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu says this, here's what I want to promise you. If you spend your time helping the other, if you spend your time looking out for the other, if you spend your time building up the other, you know what happens? Something amazing. De facto, you end up building yourself up. If you don't come to me with your little brother, if you don't come to me having helped the other, if you don't come to me having looked out for the other, lo sosifun liros panai. Then I'm sorry. Sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't have time for Chaim Yankel, if you don't have time for the other, if you don't have time to help out someone else, then I don't have time for you. The Lubavitch Rebbe Zichatatik Levracha says a dramatic vart in last week's parsha. The Rebbe says, you know, by the sale of Yosef, they threw Yosef into a pit. So remember again, who saves Yosef? Who saves Yosef? Reuven, right? Reuven says, throw him in the pit. And what was Reuven's machshava? Reuven's machshava was to what? Was to come back and to get Yosef later on. So where did he go? Where did he go? Where did he go? So Rashi brings down two possibilities. Either it was his day to go ahead and help his father, or he went to do tshuva. He went to do tshuva for the act, ultimately, of switching his father's bed. So the Rebbe says something amazing. The Rebbe says, I don't understand. Now, Yehuda is held accountable. Chazal hold Yehuda accountable. Because it's not enough that you saved him from death. You should have put him on your shoulders and taken him back home. But if Yehuda went to do tshuva, he went to do tshuva, so how could he be faulted? If Reuven went to do tshuva, so how could he be faulted for leaving Yosef in the pit? So the Rebbe says, listen to what the Rebbe says. When there's a Jew in the pit, don't do tshuva. When there's a Jew in the pit, you'll do your tshuva later on. You'll take care of your ruchnius later on. You'll see to your own needs later on. When there's a Jew in the pit, you drop everything and you help. So we'll say, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us more than anything is that when there's a need, we respond. When there is a need, we roll up our sleeves. You see, sometimes when we see a need, our automatic reflexive response always is, oh, someone else will take care of that. Oh, there's an organization for that. There's a hotline for that. There's always someone else who takes care of it. When there's a Jew in the pit, my ruchnius is put on the side, and I have to do whatever I need to do in order to be able to help. Now, obviously, I can't help in every situation. Obviously, not something you can do it. But when I can, then I put my spiritual needs, my spiritual growth on the side, and I get the Jew out of the pit. Im lo yered achichem hakaton itchem, lo sosifun liros panai. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, if you're not going to come to me with the zechuyos of having helped your younger brother, we'll say in this case, achichem akato means the brother who's been compromised, the brother who's in difficult circumstances. If you're going to come to me with your brother, I'm happy to see you. But if you're going to come to me without having helped your brother, lo sosifon liros panai. I'm sorry, Ribbono Shel Olam says, if you don't have time for the other, then I don't have time for you. We should be zocher Rabbi Hussein. There are so many situations of Jews in the pit, right? So many situations of people in need. And sometimes we think that our job is to focus all of our resources inward. Maybe zocher Mir Shalom Hussein to help our achicha chaton, to help our little brother in all the different circumstances. And in that zechus, maybe we zocher Mir Shalom to be makabel the panim of the panim of the Shechina together with all of our brethren.
Rabbi Hussein, a request for the catering staff.